This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And welcome to Super Bowl edition of the Doug and Danny Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us, folks. A lot of Super Bowl talk today as we wrap up our week. Haven't done a lot this week because of conference basketball tournaments and whatnot going on throughout the area and recruiting week going on and so on and so forth. So it is mostly Super Bowl talk. They're back. Derek, they're back.
They are back. Aren't they doing a new rendition of the Super Bowl Shuffle? I saw Jim McMahon getting down on a commercial the other day, and yeah, he still doesn't look good. He's still got the moves from 1985.
BoostMobile.com is coming.
Got another one of the dumb ads we're going to have to watch.
Look at these guys. And I like to dance. Running the ball is like making more mans. We had the goal since training camp. The gift Chicago, a Super Bowl champ. They've aged, but they still look pretty good. The Bears are doing it to beat the needy. We didn't come here to look for trouble. How did Jim McMahon get a BYU? That's one of life's mysteries. That could be a great book. Figure that one out.
How did Jim McMahon what?
End up at BYU.
Oh. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We go to Miami to talk with Scott Shanley, the former Husker, playing in the Super Bowl. And you know what, Daddy? Playing in the Super Bowl. Here's a guy that has done some great things, that had a monster game in the playoffs already, and he will be joining us all the way from 8-Man Football in St. Edward to the Super Bowl in Miami for the New Orleans Saints. Also, we head out to the MGM Mirage, part of the Mandalay Bay, that they are all the same property, and Jay Root is set to join us in the second half of the show to talk about the Super Bowl, where the wagering's going, get into some prop bets, talk about the fun times to be had in Vegas this weekend. So that's coming up on the show today. It's slick out there, in case you didn't know. I'd like to thank the guy that was paying attention, didn't run into me on the way to the show today, so that was nice. I didn't even think I was going very fast. Pretty good driver. Pretty good. Slick. Stay the hell off the side streets. No need to be on a side street. Just get on a main street. If you got to be on a side street, you're there for like 2 blocks. Get off. They're not good.
If we get the 4 inches of snow, so you think it's going to go away? No, it's supposed to be 15 this weekend. Well, when's it going to break? When are we going to get a break?
Yeah, well, good reason to stay inside and watch the Super Bowl coming up, and they'll try and jam a lot of college basketball down your throat. I'm going to throw this out, folks, right now. Because of ESPN programming, and I cannot believe they're doing this, we will have no option but to put on the NBA game. I think it's Orlando and Boston. I think it might be Orlando and Boston playing on Sunday. You know what? I don't care what the game's doing in the fourth quarter because you're not going to hear the end of it. Our Super Bowl coverage begins at 3 o'clock, and I don't understand why ESPN National would put an NBA game on Super Bowl Sunday. Mike and Mike are going 4 hours in the morning, and then all of a sudden, that's enough. If I'm on the road traveling, I don't want to hear an NBA game. I want to hear the worthless Super Bowl talk. I mean, if I'm listening to sports radio, I don't want an NBA game. I want Super Bowl talk morning to night. That's all that's going on. It's the biggest sporting event of the year. It is. It's the biggest sporting event of the year, and you're going to give me crap NBA basketball. So I'm just letting you know now, if you're tuned in Sunday at 3 o'clock, we're going to Westwood One, we're going to Miami, and we're going to the Super Bowl. I don't care if it's 102-101 with 8 seconds on the clock. We are going to the Super Bowl. And it won't be because there's no way that game will probably even be in the fourth quarter by 3 o'clock. But I'm just a programming note. that this is a national deal, not a local deal. Anyway, some good high school basketball last night. More is planned for tonight with a lot of boys semifinals in a conference tournament action. The Twin Valley actually got messed up yesterday, so they're going to try all four games today as they are postponed because of the weather. Daddy, for the most part, and we'll ask J-Rude this when we get him on, I have the prop bet sheets here from the MGM Mirage Race and Sportsbook, which is the same thing you're going to see at Mandalay, and you're going to see at all of their properties. They don't have what color the Gatorade's going to be. They don't have how long the national anthem's going to be. They don't have heads or tails on the coin flip. You've got to go to these exotic, whacked-out websites and be members and pay your fee to find, for the most part, to find a lot of these really exotic wagers. Now, some of the places will have, you know, most goals scored overnight in this German soccer game versus number of field goals made in the Super Bowl. I mean, there'll be some of those out there. But these really out there, the Kardashians, you're not going to see that on the MGM book.
No, it's pretty basic. And, Doug, where you do see that stuff, I venture to guess that the money they would take on that would not be what the MGM would take on their proposition bets.
Yeah.
When you get a yes, no, yeah, they're going to take a sizable wager. Those other deals, what color the Gatorade is, you know, there's a $100 limit. There's a, you know, there's some limit. It's not like, I know that it's orange. I want $55,000. Okay. Plug it in, hit return. Okay, we'll have $110,000 back in your, you know, it's not like that.
Because I'm going to guarantee you, as I said yesterday, whoever's mixing the Gatorade for both teams, all they got to do is call their buddy and say, hey, it's going to be green. Load up on purple. Load up on clear. Load up on red.
You know what?
By the way, if it's the Colts, it will be green. I've never seen Peyton drink anything but green.
The craziest maybe prop deal, and call it a prop, call it what you want, wager that I think you can make, and I just found it here, is picking the exact final score.
Why would you want to do that?
I have no idea.
The exact points scored in the game by the Colts, 4. 7,500-1.
But you know that there's people out there going, all right, I think $5 is the least amount you can wager. They're not going to screw around and take dollar wagers or whatever. But, you know, so they're up there, you know, betting all this stuff.
Even 11's 100-1. The wackiest game we ever saw, wasn't it 11-10? Between San Diego and the Steelers a couple of years ago. It wasn't in the Super Bowl. It was just a game. You know, the weird numbers like 46. They have a little bit higher than, obviously, 49.
Well, I don't have to go back that many years in Carolina, New England. 32-29, right. I believe, it was the final.
Okay, let's see what we get. If the Saints scored 32, that's 75-1, and the Colts 29, 35-1.
Those odds suck. What's the if you get a basic number, 35, obviously that would go down a little bit.
14-1 for the Saints and 12-1 for the Colts. Everything you look at with the Colts being favored, they are going to be, the odds are going to be less on them in every bet, basically, that's out there, except maybe like total number of punts. I mean, you're going to know, because the Colts are favored, they're also going to be favored in every prop bet that favors scoring.
Yeah.
And the Colts are going to be, or the Saints will be favored in everything that results in maybe turnovers or less yardage or punts or things like that. We will be making our selections for the Super Bowl at the end of the show, but tomorrow, Daddy, the Hall of Fame class, 3 first-year eligible players, Tim Brown, Jerry Rice, and Emmett Smith, are among the 15 modern era finalists who will be considered for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Joining the 3 first-year eligible players are 11 modern era players and a longtime head coach, along with 2 senior nominees, Dick LeBeau, who played for the Detroit Lions, and, of course, a great coach at the Buffalo Bills, and former Denver Bronco running back Floyd Little. They're the only candidates considered for the Hall of Fame election. So, I mean, Mick Tinglehoff will not, his name's not going to be chosen tomorrow. We had him on, the former Husker and Minnesota Viking. To be elected, a finalist must receive a minimum positive vote of 80%.
Well, those 3 are automatic, aren't they?
I don't know. Is Tim Brown automatic? And I'm scanning here. Selection will be Saturday. Election results will be announced at 4 o'clock tomorrow. I'm trying to think. I think it used to be a minimum of 4 and a maximum of 7 people can get in. So at least 4 will get into the hall, and I'm not exactly sure on that. But let me run it down for you, and you say yes or no. Yes or no that you would vote for these guys. Okay, and I'm guessing if 10 guys make it, then they take the top 7. 10 guys. Okay, these guys should be in the Hall of Fame. Tim Brown.
Yes.
Okay. Chris Carter.
Yes.
Don Corleone. He was the longtime coach of the Chargers and Powder Blue, and he was also a coach of the St. Louis Cardinals.
See, I would say no.
Okay. Roger Craig.
Yes, I say yes.
Dermonte Dawson, a center with the Steelers from 88 to 2000.
See, I think there's one that probably should be in, but probably won't be in. I would say no.
Richard Dent.
Yes.
Russ Grimm with the Washington Redskins and the Hogs.
Yes.
Again, a guy that's been there for a long time. Okay, yes. Charles Haley won all those rings with the Cowboys and the Niners.
Well, see, how many people are on this list? And we're already
15.
And we're already
15. That's why I'm saying. Just yes or
yes.
No. Ricky Jackson, linebacker, Saints and Niners.
No.
Cortez Kennedy from the Seattle Seahawks.
No.
Then you got Dick LeBeau and Floyd Little on the veterans.
I don't have the figures in front of me. I would say no, but
the senior nominee.
Yes,
John Randall, Viking Seahawks.
Yes,
Andre Reed, receiver, Bills.
Yes,
Jerry Rice.
Duh.
Shannon Sharp.
Yes.
Emmett Smith.
Yes.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You've got 11 yeses. You got to start eliminating people. That's why I don't think. I mean, I think you eliminate John Randall right off the get-go.
Okay.
I think, you know, we got to get rid of 5, all right? We're going to get rid of 5. We're going to go with a list of 6 because I don't know if it's 6 or 7. Maybe it's 7. Okay, so you get rid of him. Charles Haley, Russ Grimm, Richard Dent, you know, one of those or two of those are no just because of the position they play. And I think
that's unfair.
The for sure is Jerry Rice is going to be for sure and Emmett Smith is going to be for sure. All right?
Right.
We agree on that. Okay, so we got 2 in for sure. Now, the rest of these guys haven't gotten in, and you got to wonder why. I think Chris Carter goes in for sure.
I would agree.
We go for him. Okay, there's 3. I don't think Andre Reed makes it this time. Right?
Yeah,
I don't know. They were there,
right.
So.
That last year he played with Washington.
But he's been eligible for 6 years, and he hasn't got in. There's no way he's going to make it in this class.
He's one of those outstanding players that just doesn't have he just doesn't have that extra little bit that would propel him in, I think.
I say Russ Grimm's out. If he ain't in by now, he's not getting in. Russ Grimm out.
But see, there's got to come a time when you've got to get the center, when you've got to give those guys their due.
Well, I'm saying Charles Haley or Richard Dent right now.
Both those guys have got to be in, don't they? How many years have they been eligible?
Does Roger Craig get hosed over again?
You know, there were so many.
How does Tim Brown get in before Roger Craig? But there's so many. Go ahead.
There were so many playmakers on that. You know, you even look at it. You look at Tom Rathman. You look at John Taylor. You look at Jerry Rice, Joe Montana, Steve Young on those teams with the 49ers. How many years did Tim Brown, was he in the league?
Tim Brown from 88 to 2004, the last year he went to Tampa Bay, the rest of the time with the Raiders.
The longevity of his career puts him in on that alone, I think. He was just a mainstay in the NFL. Anybody that's around that long, and, you know,
I'm not saying he doesn't belong or shouldn't be in on the first ballot. Let me get that clear right now. But of the 3 new guys, he's 3rd. You've got the all-time reception
and
the all-time rushing. I mean,
no
he's 3rd.
No doubt.
Matter how good he is, he's 3rd. So if only 2 of the first-timers get in, that'd be amazing for all 3 to get in. But if only 2 get in, Tim Brown gets left out, and he comes in next year.
Depending on the class. That's the problem. You get these great classes that come in, then you get slided to the next year. Then it's the next year, and then pretty soon you're Mick Tinglehoff, and you're going, what the hell about, what's going on here? I do think that there's something that's got to be done. There's got to be people that go out of their way to get a Russ Grimm or get a lineman in there. Because those, I mean, Emmett Smith will freely admit, without those guys, his stats aren't going to be what they were. That's obvious. Obviously, there were holes opened up so he could rush. I think Russ Grimm, you know, Richard Dent on defense with the Bears, that seemed to me to be a no-brainer, but he's not in yet, so must be a...
Tim Brown, Chris Carter, Jerry Rice, Emmett Smith, they all get in tomorrow. There's four of them. Shannon Sharp, five. Man, I don't know, John Randall, six. I think you're going to get a full class. And they'll probably put Dick LeBeau in. They'll put one of those seniors in. 888-455-ESPN. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. When we come back, Scott Shanley is going to join us. We're going to chat with him here in about 5 minutes from Miami, Super Bowl 44. He's getting ready to suit up for the Saints and go after the Lombardi Trophy. We're back after this.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with CenterPoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At CenterPoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's CENTRE.wealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
Right now, Crossroads Ford in Kearney, we have many new 2010 Ford F-150 regular cab, super cab, and crew cab 4x4s in stock. XLT, FX4, and King Ranch trim levels. Ford factory rebates and retail bonus cash. At Crossroads Ford, we will deal, and we need your trade. Stop by, see us today. Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Crossroads is the best, and Crossroads Ford.
Sunday, it's the battle for the Vince Lombardi Trophy when Drew Brees and the Saints take on Peyton Manning and the Colts. Hi, everybody. This is Marv Albert of Westwood One. Join Boomer Esiason and me at Sun Life Stadium in South Florida for all the action. Can New Orleans win their first ever Super Bowl? Or will Indianapolis capture their second title in 4 years? If it's Super Bowl 44, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
As cloudy skies continue through the day today, we'll see some more light snow and flurry activity lingering with additional accumulation staying from a coating upwards of an inch in spots, yet temperatures will stay steady around 30 with a northeast wind at 5 to 10. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. College basketball, pro basketball, the Super Bowl. There is an all-star college football game this weekend. There's golf on. How many TVs do you have?
Not that many.
All right. Well, then they have that many at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Plus, they've got lunch specials every day. That's right, including Saturday and Sunday. Why? Because you got to eat Saturday and Sunday, people. They've got great food and drink specials every night as well. You can catch all the games at the Coop. You can catch Huskers tomorrow. Men and women are both on. And they're on that wacky thing with Kansas again, so you better check that out. Stop by for the daily, just like Mama used to cook lunch specials, like chicken fried steak, meatloaf and mashed potatoes, pulled pork sandwich, or home-style fried chicken. Lunch specials each week. They change daily. On a day like this, you need something warm and good in your belly. If you just want a little salad, they've got that for you. Pizza, ribs, of course, all the great chicken that goes along with the wings, the boneless wings, the chislicks, all the flavors, over a dozen of them for you there. Those chislicks are the melt-in-your-mouth strips of beef or pork, seared in your favorite wing sauce. Just throw a little side item with it, and it'll be a taste experience. It'll get you all through the day. Catch all your favorite sports on TV, and they welcome you in for Super Bowl 44 Sunday at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. I want to ask you before we give our picks at the end of the show. How long have you had your pick?
About 2 days.
2 days. Okay. 2 days. And you haven't wavered? Have you wavered up until then, or just 2 days ago you said this is it?
No, I always waver when you hear things about Dwight Freeney. I think that makes you waver a little bit. If he doesn't go, I think it's a bigger deal than...
By the way, speaking of Dwight Freeney, they say that Dwight down in Miami is trying to strengthen his ankle by going barefoot in the sand, running in the sand is a little bit, walking in the sand, being brisk in the sand with the big body weight. Isn't that what did you in?
You can get hurt doing that, too.
I was going to say, isn't that how the daddy ankle kind of got messed up?
But he ain't messing around with the waves. He's just doing it on the beach.
Daddy, the Super Bowl right around the corner, and what a way to cap off our Super Bowl coverage this week by catching up with an actual member of the New Orleans Saints, a former Husker, an eight-man stud out of the home of the Beavers, St. Edward High School.
I would say he's probably the only eight-man stud on that whole roster. Number 58, Scott Shanley, joins us live from the Super Bowl. Scott, how are you today?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Well, great to have you on. How are things going? Is it all focused on football, or do you actually get to open those blinders up and see what's going on around you in Miami?
Right now, we're back to a regular game week, and it's really got back to focus on football. The first couple of days, we were down here Monday and Tuesday, and kind of got to get out and check out the town a little bit. But right now, it's game time's closing in on us, so it's back to business.
Scott, everybody wants to know, how's your defense going to slow down Peyton Manning, sacked only 10 times in the regular season, 571 pass attempts?
Yeah, that's the tough, that's the question really everybody tries to ask. And, you know, it's tough because a lot of people try to bring pressure on him to try to get sacks, and some teams try to go coverage and hold off on the routes, and hopefully the front four can get there. But, you know, with us, I think we've done a good job this year of having a good balance of doing both, and you just have to balance it out, and hopefully you can get there with either pressuring or going with coverage.
Scott Shanley joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Scott, how are you guys able to do that against Brett Favre in Minnesota, and maybe what are some of the similarities you see as you go against the Colts here?
Well, I mean, obviously two great quarterbacks. I think with Peyton Moore, he has more of a disposal of the entire playbook at the line of scrimmage. Is probably the toughest thing about going against him is he can change up any of the plays to whatever he wants at any time. So you really have to hold your disguises on defense and not give anything away.
Scott, when you look at the running game, maybe a die, Dallas Clark's a passing threat out of the backfield. They've got so many weapons, and you know, you think of the Colts, you think of Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne. Really, those guys aren't involved, of course. Marvin Harrison's not even playing for him this year, but that's what you think of when you think of Peyton Manning and the passing game. There's so many young receivers he's been able to bring along and so many threats. What do you see? Who's the most dangerous threat out there to you?
Besides Manning, I would probably say it's their tight end, Dallas Clark. I mean, he's had 100 receptions this year, I think, or close to, and he's such a good route runner. He runs all the same routes their wide receivers run, so he's definitely a guy that I know Manning likes to go to, so he's a guy we're going to have to put a lot of attention on.
Scott Shanley's with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Scott, is it weird that we're talking about you going up against the likes of Brett Favre and Peyton Manning and Tony Romo? Okay, Brett Favre and Peyton Manning. Does that sink in, or have you embraced now that you've been in the league long enough that they're just other guys and another opponent?
You know, I think it's kind of to the point now where their opponents, but if I just sit back and think about it, like last week playing against Brett Favre, after it was all said and done, I mean, this was a guy I used to watch in high school play, and he's still playing at a high level. And, you know, if I just sit back and think about how far I've come, it's amazing to think about all the things that I've been able to do.
Scott, you've been in New Orleans long enough to go through the Katrina deal and see how much the Saints mean to that city. Is it amazing when you think about how much the Saints mean to that city?
Yeah, there's a connection between the team and the city, you know, unlike any other place I've been. I relate a lot to the way it was in college in Nebraska with the loyalty the fans show and just how close they are, and you know, they follow everything we do, and you know, the entire year we'd come back from away games and there'd be thousands of fans out at the airport, you know, just to congratulate us and welcome us home. And it was definitely an experience this year to see how that bond between city and team grew.
Scott Shadley is with us on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Miami as they get ready for Super Bowl 44 against the Colts coming up on Sunday. Scott, being a former member of the Cowboys, Daddy and I are Cowboy fans, so I got to ask you, when you got to that Cowboy game and were still unbeaten, how important was it for the guys on the team to try and run the table this year, and then talk a little bit about maybe how that game changed the way the rest of the season played out?
Yeah, up to that point, I think so much attention was starting to, you know, creep towards going undefeated, and you know, winning every week, you kind of let little things slide, technique and fundamental things. And once we lost that game, it was like we got back to square one and really started to focus on the things that got us beat in that game. And, you know, it turned out to be probably a blessing in disguise.
Obviously the best team they played all year, Daddy.
I got to think so. That was a hell of a game for the Dallas Cowboys and really the turning point in their season. And they made us believe again. Then they punched us in the face, Scott.
Exactly.
Scott, take us back to a media day at the Super Bowl. People that haven't been there, what's that like as far as an experience for a guy from St. Edward, Nebraska?
Man, it's crazy. You just you find your little area where you sit. They mark it off for all the players, and then you just kind of sit there and wait for all these different people to come around and ask you questions. And it's really hectic, and you know, it was definitely a sight to see. That's for sure.
Scott Shadley's with us for another couple of minutes as we talk about the Saints and the Colts and the Super Bowl coming up Sunday. Well, of course, a lot of press is being given back here about you, stories about you, your family. They did a big story on 10-11 this week. They even dug out some old crusty St. Edward alum like Jason Danley and talked to him. But, you know, your mom and dad were on, your grandparents were on. What's it like for them? Have you had a chance to discuss it with them much at all?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like, last night I went online because they said they'd seen it on TV and just to watch it. And, you know, it's nice to see the joy that by me playing this game brings to them. And, you know, it's something that growing up as a kid, having dreams to play at Nebraska one day, and once get to Nebraska, hopefully playing the NFL. And to get to this point, to now where I'm playing in the biggest game at this level. You know, last night on NFL Network, they had the classic Super Bowls, and they had Pittsburgh and Dallas. The night before, it was San Francisco, Cincinnati, and I can remember watching those things as a kid. And, you know, there's going to be kids out there watching me play Sunday, and it's a surreal feeling, really.
And Scott, you're doing pretty darn good yourself. How about your improvement? I mean, you've had a heck of a season.
Yeah, it went well. I think, you know, I give a lot of credit to, you know, obviously Greg Williams coming in defensive scheme-wise, probably fit the things that I do best. As far as blitzing and playing a lot of man coverage, and you know, just the experience factor of this many years in the NFL, understanding what teams are trying to do and being able to get a step ahead of what the offenses are trying to do, and the experience factor just makes a huge difference.
Well, people want to talk about that experience factor, all being on the side of the Colts. You guys have never been before, they have been there before. How big of an impact is that going to play on this game?
You know, I think early on it might play a little part in it, just from a nerves factor. They've been there, they've seen it before pregame. But I think, you know, once that first hit gets in and you're out there playing football, I think all that other stuff's forgotten, and it's just down to playing football at that point.
Scott Shanley with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Scott, before we let you go, sell me on why the Saints are going to win Sunday.
I just think, you know, when I look back at the last game we played against Minnesota, we had all three phases of our game, special teams, defense, and offense. To me, I think we're the best team in the NFL, and, you know, we might not have superstars at every position, a lot of Pro Bowlers, but we play together well, and you know, I think that's what it's going to be this week. You're going to see a great team effort in all three phases.
Scott, I've got to ask you finally about your quarterback. Give us a final thought on him and what you saw to him this season. A great, great, unbelievable season out of him.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. I mean, I've been here the whole time he's been here in New Orleans. We started in 2006, and to see how one man has affected a franchise and resurrected a franchise and helped a city, it's unbelievable. And Drew's a great guy, and you always like to see great guys have that type of success.
After you sack Peyton the first time, are you going to say anything to him?
probably not. Probably not. you don't want to get that. That's the last guy in the world you want to make mad. You just want to go about and do your job.
But you would like to introduce your forehead to his chin, wouldn't you?
It's a big chin.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, for all the folks back here in Nebraska, we're looking forward to the game and, of course, watching you and Carl Nix play a little bit. I guess quickly before we let you out of here, what about Carl and the way he's playing?
Carl's done a great job in a short amount of time. He's on his way really to becoming one of the best guards in the NFL. Some of the things he did this year in only his second year, I mean, you would see him throwing Pro Bowl or defensive linemen out of the way like they were nothing. He's on his way to being one of the better guards in the league.
Scott Shanley. Scott.
Who they
think they're going to beat them Saints? I tell you,
I like
what,
it.
There's Beads, Pat O'Brien's got nothing on Patty O'Malley's and Carney. It's got nothing on Murphy's Wagon Wheel and Hastings. I tell you what, the Beads are coming out. Everybody's cheering for the Saints, Scott.
All right, that's all I like to hear. Hopefully we can bring home the Lombardi Trophy back to New Orleans.
Scott, good luck. Thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you, guys.
Our predictions coming up. We've
well,
got
it
email.
Might be a little bit different, but it's kind of the same.
We've got an email rolling in already. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We've got listeners from St. Edward. I don't know where they're at now, but they are originally from St. Edward, like Scott.
Hey, first-time emailer, great to have you along with us, Chad. Long-time listener. Please wish Scott Chandler good luck from a former St. Edward Beaver. Great player, great work ethic, great story. Take the 15-yard penalty with a hit on Manning.
Yeah, a little remember me love tap. Interesting.
Coming up, we're going to go out to Las Vegas to the MGM Mirage and talk with Jay Rood about the Super Bowl prospects. And here's the deal. Our buddy Mike Perenio, it's the Super Bowl week, and so they've said we've got to go up the ladder. I thought Mike was the top of the ladder. Come to find out, he's like the vice president. He just walks around.
CFO, now, we're going CEO we're or something.
Just, yeah, easy. Derek, for fun, pulled out our Super Bowl picks. You can throw these away now. I'm like Greeny. I missed almost every one. I had the Ravens over the Pats. Then I had Cincinnati, Dallas, and Green Bay. So I went 2-2 in the first round. And I had Dallas and San Diego in the Super Bowl, which obviously didn't happen.
I've just got the championship game. I got the Eagles and New Orleans, with the Eagles beating them in Pittsburgh and New Orleans.
Pittsburgh?
I don't know.
That's not the right one. You whack job.
Yeah, it is.
Well, Pittsburgh didn't make the playoffs. So,
well, this was before the year started.
Yeah, these are
9-10 of 09.
Yeah. Oh.
These are before game one.
Well, this ain't mine then, because, see, I got Cincy and New York in there. That's not mine. Is mine on there?
I gave you the wrong one.
Oh, Douglas, you must be right here.
Yeah, okay, there we go. Oh, nice. Dallas, Baltimore, San Diego over Chicago. did I really have that? Did I really have Chicago? You know,
you were a big Bears fan early on.
Well, I thought Jay Cutler would do better, and Matt Forte was a total bust, which, you know, when it came fantasy time, we knew he was ranked too high. But I thought Chicago's defense, and with Jay Cutler, I thought they'd be better than they were. And I took a flyer. I mean, everybody could have taken New England and the favorites, but we didn't do that. So there you go.
I got our week one NFL power rankings here. Week one, the Indianapolis Colts and New Orleans Saints, you had tied for 10th in yours. Tied for 10th. Indy and New Orleans, they entered in at 10th.
Well, yeah, because okay. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Chris and Carney says, I'll tell you what, if these rich on both sides can't come to an agreement, so there's football in 2012, I think just 2011, Chris, maybe Major League Baseball will make a comeback. Yeah, this 26-year-old head of the union, 26, DeMaurice Smith, says on a scale of 1 to 10, there's a 14 that they are not going to be able to come to terms and a lockout will be here. Nice job, Kabillionaires.
Get it figured out.
Exactly.
Don't hold the fans out.
Well, Daddy, as you try to get healthy again, we've welcomed a brand new sponsor to the Doug and Daddy Show just in time for the grand opening and Super Bowl weekend.
It's going on tomorrow. Complete Nutrition. The celebration begins at 10 a.m., goes till 8 p.m. Okay, here's where they are. They're Archway the Archway Plaza, north of Sun Mart, where Starbucks was, that's where Complete Nutrition. 22 to 75% off everything in the store. Free samples, metabolism boosters, gourmet protein smoothies, and product giveaways from now until 8 p.m. at Complete Nutrition, 2nd Avenue, north of Sun Mart, south of Crossroads Ford. Join us for the first time and stop and save on Reveal for energy and weight loss. Charger for guys over 30 needing an energy and weight loss boost.
You're over 30, right?
Yes, I am.
Do you need energy?
I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm not even going to talk about the second part. Do you need energy?
Yes, I do. And I'm going to tell you right now. I have found that my body, I can't do it on sit-ups alone anymore. I just can't do it with sit-ups alone. I've got to have something. Well, the Charger 3-pack is where it's at. Youthful energy and decreased stubborn fat for adults over 30. That's a lot of us out there. Active ingredients in the Charger 3-pack are designed to replenish your natural hormone levels and attack stubborn fat. The result is a leaner, more toned appearance. That's a more toned tone if you're me. That's how that works, folks.
That's a toned tone for Tony.
That's right. And a youthful energy boost. Plus you'll experience enhanced sleep quality and an increased nighttime metabolism. Formula designed to help you lose weight while you sleep and reduce stress and fatigue the next day. Folks, it's a new store. It's a new opportunity. It's a new year. Get out. New owners of Complete Nutrition say stop up. See them today. Whether you're looking for weight management, cholesterol care, women's health, menopause aids, prenatal aids, men's health products, prostate support, joint care, anti-inflammatory treatments, antioxidants, immune system. If the list goes on and on. Complete Nutrition. Get it today. Guys, purchase a 60-day charger program, and receive a free Complete Man multivitamin and free great-tasting protein powder. You know, those protein shakes, they don't have to taste like chalk anymore. Talk to them at Complete Nutrition. Build a relationship starting today.
We'll take a break and head to Vegas right after this.
Let me ask you a question. Are you a football fan? Or are you a football fan? Let me ask you another question. Do you just cheer? Or do you scream till your lungs bleed? For the first time ever, true football fans can let their voice be heard in the Van Heusen Pro Football Hall of Fame Fans Choice. Just go to jcp.com/fanschoice to voice your choice. And while you're there, check out the completely affordable Van Heusen Men's Collection. Van Heusen and JCPenney, voice your choice!
Everyone has questions about their taxes, especially this one.
What's this going to run me?
Well, now at H&R Block, get a straightforward price for a straightforward return. Pay just $39 for a federal 1040 easy tax return and $29 if you need to file a state. And if your taxes are more complex, we can handle that too. Learn more at hrblock.com/1040easy. Click, call, or come over. Get it right. H&R Block. Taxpayer must meet IRS criteria to use Form 1040EZ. Price is available at participating locations. An additional fee applies with earned income credit.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA-eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
As cloudy skies continue through the day today, we'll see some more light snow and flurry activity lingering with additional accumulation staying from a coating upwards of an inch in spots. Yet temperatures will stay steady around 30 with a northeast wind at 5 to 10. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
Oh,
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. As we said, mostly Super Bowl talk today. So instead of 100 Super Bowl talk, we'll talk mostly the UNK women's basketball team win their third in a row. Debbie Johnson, a nice night last night. Pretty balanced attack. They rally late to beat Metro State, 68-64. Loper men, they didn't get off to a good start. They were down 22-7 and 41-17 at the half. They did make a little bit of a move in the second half, but 23rd-ranked Metro beat them 73-63. The Lopers will host Regis tomorrow at 1-3. Loper wrestling is home tonight against Shadron State and Colorado Mines at 5-7, and Western State tomorrow at 7 o'clock. The baseball team is off to Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Take on Northeastern State. They hope to get four games in, maybe three, maybe two, depending on all this weather.
Sounds balmy.
Hastings College basketball should be a great women's game tomorrow. Fourth-ranked Briarcliff, number one, Hastings College. They tip off at 2. The men will follow at 4 o'clock. So that's what's coming up for Hastings. Their wrestling team's at Morningside tonight, and then the Briarcliff open tomorrow. Husker basketball teams, the unbeaten women, welcome in 12th-ranked Texas A&M tomorrow at noon. You can hear it on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, and the Nebraska men will get killed by Kansas tomorrow at 5. I'll throw that out right now. And Jay, I think Jay's standing by in Las Vegas. Maybe he can shoot us that Nebraska-Kansas basketball line if it's up for tomorrow, and we'll tell you how bad that is. Also, Tri-City Storm is on the road this weekend, tonight, and tomorrow. Those are just a few of the things going on in the area. But, Daddy, let's get back to the moment at hand. We just had a chance to talk with Scott Shanley of the New Orleans Saints, and just to be nice, we didn't ask him how many they were going to actually win by. We go out to Las Vegas, where there is no snow on the ground. The director of the sports book at the MGM Mirage is Jay Rood, and he joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jay, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great. Thanks so much for joining us. I know it's busy out there. Tell me, I was out there last year for the Super Bowl. How busy is it right now?
We're starting to ramp up. All the planes should be landing this afternoon, and the cars coming from California driving in, and Arizona, and all the nearby states. Between now and 3 o'clock is when we really, really start to, the town starts to swell.
Jay, is there one proposition or two out there that you look at and you go, why are people betting on this, but there's a lot of money for some reason coming in on it?
Actually, we just took they're betting no field goals for some reason. In a game that has a 56-57 total, they're saying that there's not going to be any field goals scored, but... and they're playing that pretty heavily, so I don't quite understand that. There's got to be at least, the defense has got to man up a couple of times, so. And then they're playing the sacks, too, which, after that performance that the Saints had against Minnesota, they're betting the under in total sacks, which we have at 2.5. I think that there is a strong possibility that there'll be at least two, probably three sacks in this game. And who knows? I mean, the door could bust open, and the quarterbacks could have a lot of problems.
All right, Jay, here's something I brought up at the start of the show, and you guys were kind enough to send us out the list of all your prop bets, which we greatly appreciate. The pick the exact number of the score.
Yeah,
that's
great. Are
you freaking kidding me?
How much do you guys clear on that one? That's got to be insane. I got $10 on this Colts scoring exactly 4 points. I don't know what's going on.
Well, you and a bunch of other people, right now, I think if that happens, we lose somewhere in the neighborhood of $500,000 at this point. just on that one prop alone. So we try and make your entertainment value go far out here.
7,500 to 1, by the
What's
way.
What's harder to score two than just 2 points in the game?
Four.
Yeah, there you go.
Jay, tell the people again, as we always know, the casual fan will put a little money down on the Super Bowl if they don't bet another thing all season long. Explain to them how you guys come up with these prop bets, and maybe to finish that out, what you think is the strangest one? Because we talked about the color of the Gatorade and things like that aren't necessarily on your board. That's more of an internet thing.
Right. A lot of them is, a lot of the stuff is media driven. So, like, if someone focuses in on a certain, matchup, I really thought that Reggie Bush was going to get a lot more coverage, before the game than he has, but I guess Dwight Freeney's ankle has put the kibosh on a lot of that. But just performance stuff, and we try and put things in that people will have a chance to cash immediately. Things like the Drew Brees' first yardage of his first completion. you know, that's something that's going to be, you know, decided fairly quickly. And then we also have, you know, how many pass attempts he'll have. You know, that's an all-game thing. So what we try and do is mix it up so that there's some immediate stuff, there's some long-term stuff, and then there's, you know, just some, you know, goofy stuff and some stuff that you can, you know, if you pick the right thing and you get lucky, you know, you could have a substantial score on something. And then we mix in, you know, the cross-sports stuff, you know, Kobe versus the Colts. You know, Kobe's points on Saturday versus what the Colts put up in the game. The Colts are a slight favorite, and they may be more of a favorite depending on how Kobe does tonight, or if he plays tonight, and if he's, you know, able to go full bore on that ankle.
Director,
and then for our NASCAR fans, we got, you know, the jersey number of the guy that scores the last touchdown versus the winning car tomorrow night in the Bud Shootout. And how I came up with that line, don't ask. I just, you know, it's jersey. There's more guys that have higher jersey numbers than guys that have competitive high number cars. So you just pull something out and hope it sticks.
Have you ever been standing there when somebody comes in on something like that and makes a freakishly large bet and you go, uh-oh, what do they know?
Well, absolutely. And most of the time they know more than me if they're willing to put their money up. You know, I just have to dream it up and try and manage it. If they're willing to put some big money up on it, sometimes that makes me a little bit nervous that maybe I didn't do my homework exactly properly.
Jay Rood, the director of the sportsbook at the MGM Mirage in Las Vegas, is joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jay, when we talk to our buddy Mike Perenio across the street there at Mandalay Bay, we always ask him, what bet do you like? Tell me who you like on the game first, and then of all those prop bets out there, is there something that strikes you as if it was your money, you'd wager on it?
Yeah, absolutely. The game, as we stand right now, and barring any, you know, six- or seven-figure wager that we take in the next 48 hours, I would like to see, you know, a Saints outright victory somewhere played in the mid to high 20s. You know, 28-27, 24-23, something like that, with an outright Saint victory. That would probably produce the maximum revenue for the book. And I definitely think the Saints, you know, aside from the revenue thing, I think the Saints are going to be very competitive in the game, and I think they have a shot to win. But from what I think is value on the board, I think over-under proposition, if you can go under 49.5 points, right now, and you're getting about 2-1 on your money if you go under. And there aren't a whole lot of NFL games that soar over 50 points on a normal basis. And now we're offering 2-1 on an under price on that. I think that's some good value. All you need is a few 3-and-outs, and you should be right there.
And, Daddy, the Super Bowl last year went over, barely went over in that last touchdown. The four previous Super Bowls all went under.
Jay, I want to ask you about the line sitting at 5.5, and we talked earlier in the week. I said that was a dead number for Las Vegas, 4.5, 5, 5.5. To move that line to 6, do you expect that at all?
No, actually, we're down to 5. We've been sitting at 5 for about a day and a half now, and a lot of places have come down to 4.5. We went down to 4.5 briefly, but the Colt money has still been outpacing it, and 5 is a bad number for us initially here because we were at 4.5. We took a lot of money. I jumped 5 and originally went straight to 5.5. You know, because you said it is you know, probably one of the deadest numbers of all. But you know, sure as I'm sitting here, my luck, this game will fall 5 and we'll get middled. But so that's why I'm sitting at 5 and hoping that some of the vig will help me offset some of that risk. But I don't see this game going to 6 again. You know, if anything, I think it might head back down to 4.5, and that's probably where we'll close at.
Jay, can you tell the public what will be wagered at the MGM and its properties this weekend on the Super Bowl alone?
Well, statewide, I think you know, our figures usually fall in between. You know, last year we did a little over $81 million for the entire state, and then our high handle was the Pittsburgh-Seattle Super Bowl a few years ago, which was a little over $95 million. I think good guess is we're going to fall probably exactly right in the middle there, somewhere around $87-88 million. As a state, and generally our 12 properties account for somewhere between 20% and 22% of that. So I'll let everyone figure the math out on that and can't comment specifically on what we'll take.
Jay, it always amazes people when we hear staggering numbers. Is the largest wager you take all year on the Super Bowl?
Not necessarily, but as of to date, yeah, yes it is. We've taken a seven-figure wager on the Super Bowl.
And they took the Saints?
And no, they bet the Colts money line.
Ooh. Ooh. And that money line, a lot of people, again, I go back to the folks that I know what Daddy and I know, and then I know what the general schmo knows out there that doesn't wager on a consistent basis. They probably never heard
of
the money.
That's not very flattering.
Well, they probably had never heard of the money line until the Patriots fell to the Giants, and now that seems to be the all the rage the last 2 years. I know it hasn't been in Vegas, but, boy, how did that change betting on the Super Bowl and how you set the money line?
Well, yeah, you know, and in that particular game, actually, I think you said the Patriots and the Rams.
Or Giants, excuse me. I meant the Giants.
Oh, Giants. Yeah, well, the Patriots and the Rams is one where the money line came into big play for the MGM Mirage. We had a patron wager $4.8 million on the Rams money line when the Patriots upset them in that game. So the money line has been a significant contributor to the success or the demise of the sportsbook in the Super Bowl for quite a few years. But, yeah, many people a couple years ago put a hurting on the book. That was the first Super Bowl we've lost in a long time when the Giants won outright over the Patriots as a 14-point dog. That was a big, big swing, that last touchdown.
Jay, I've got to ask you this question. Our friend Mike Perenio, he was the head lifeguard. And then they said, put your shirt on, and they made him director of Racing Sportsbook in Mandalay Bay. Is that, in fact, a true story?
Is that a true story?
Yes.
I don't know much on his history, but he's got a nice tan, so he's either out on the golf course too much, or it could be some residual from a lifeguard job.
That is so great. That is so great. Jay Rude, director of Sportsbook at the MGM Mirage in Las Vegas. If folks are... Like I said, we left last year on Saturday morning to come out to the Super Bowl. So folks in the area are heading out to the Super Bowl and heading out to Las Vegas and heading out to the MGM, the Mirage, or your properties. What do you want to tell those folks that are coming out?
Oh, well, I mean, you're coming to the best location to enjoy the Super Bowl, even better than going to South Beach, because we have so much more to offer here in far of entertainment away from just the 4 hours experience of the Super Bowl. The food out here is better and more of it. I mean, if you want to go to a couple of high end restaurants in South Beach, more than likely you're not going to get in there, and you're going to have to settle for something that it maybe isn't what you were looking for. Out here, it's, first class everywhere. So pace yourself, make sure that you're in tip-top shape to enjoy the game and have fun and enjoy everything Vegas has to offer.
Oh, believe us, we'll be in tip-top shape.
I was in tip-top shape at kickoff anyway. Hey, Jay, it was so great to catch up with you. Enjoy the weekend, and best of luck to you. And, of course, hopefully we're on the right side here. So best of luck, and thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I appreciate you too, guys, and good luck and enjoy the game.
Take care. Jay Rude, director of Sportsbook at the MGM and Mirage in Las Vegas, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's take our final break and talk about this 13-year-old, and Daddy and I will have our selections after this.
Hey, Brett Favre, welcome to Sears. Can I help you?
I'm really liking this one.
That's the new 42-inch HD flat-screen TV. Best part, Sears can check the competition to guarantee the lowest price.
I'm listening.
Well, using the Sears Research Center computer right here, we'll do real-time price checks. We found there are guys out there that agonize over their decision, beat themselves up, get cold feet, you know what I mean.
Those guys drive me crazy.
They can't do it. They waffle, they flip-flop. It's tough for them.
What are you trying to say?
Just that there are some guys out there that can't make decisions. It's not something they're able to do. They go home, talk to their family, maybe get an agent. It's like some big ordeal. Let's hold a press conference, announce the big decision. So you're going to get it?
I'll take it.
Great.
I don't know.
With real-time price checks for the lowest price guaranteed and next-day delivery, the Sears Blue Electronics crew can guarantee you'll have no regrets. This week, save $600 on a Samsung 40-inch 1080p LED HD TV, only $1399.99. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 2/6/2010. Sears. Life well spent.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite with Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, rolling through the winter and spring sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney. More exciting high school basketball comes your way from conference tournaments Friday on our network of stations and ESPNSuperstation.com. On the Breeze 94.5 FM, it's the Twin Valley Conference Tournament. Shelton and Lawrence Nelson boys at 4:45, Silver Lake Shelton girls at 6:30, and Silver Lake Blue Hill boys at 8:15. On Classic Hits 98.9, Ravenna plays Kearney Catholic, and Adams Central takes on St. Paul in the Luplat Conference. And on ESPN 1460, Axtell, Eustis Farnham, and Overton SEM from the Fort Kearney Conference.
As cloudy skies continue through the day today, we'll see some more light snow and flurry activity lingering with additional accumulation staying from a coating upwards of an inch in spots, yet temperatures will stay steady around 30 with a northeast wind at 5 to 10. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 30.
And Daddy's Show, Super Sunday approaching. We want to remind you, you can find everything you need at Troutman's Quality Meats. Lots of bratwurst, onion and bell pepper brats, and andouille brats available today. See Carrie and the gang for your fresh pork back ribs, fresh ground beef and ground chuck from USDA certified Angus beef, plus fresh summer sausage, snack sticks, all available today. Remember, all the steak, USDA certified Angus beef. Steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. It's all going on. Get it before Super Sunday.
You're going to be grilling up.
All your tailgating needs. Troutman's Quality Meats.
Snow right off your Green Mountain Grill. You're ready to go.
There you go. Got the pellets for your Green Mountain Grill. Got your Green Mountain Grill. Carrie's got it all. Get there today. Troutman's Quality Meats. T-Bone's waiting for you out front, people.
You ready for Sunday?
I'm ready for Sunday. I'm ready right now.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Before we make our picks, let's go ahead and take a look at this whack-out story. 13-year-old David Sills, a quarterback, this is even more weird, Bexar County, Delaware, the hotbed of youth activity in the country, gave his commitment to play college football at Southern California. That's according to his private quarterback coach, Steve Clarkson. Our own Shelley Smith reports that Sills has verbally accepted the scholarship from Coach Lane Kiffin. He plays at Red Lion Christian Academy. He's in the seventh grade. His coach, Eric Day, confirmed the decision to the Delaware News Journal. This 13-year-old kid said, "I'm very excited, but I was very, very nervous. It was very cool, but my heart was beating so fast, I was scared. After it was over, I was so excited and pumped." There's a joke that goes there, but we're on air. Sills' team was in the Los Angeles area to play a couple of games last November. 13, Daddy. David Sills going to Southern Cal. They ought to be on a real good probation by then.
By the way, Southern Cal, 6 secondary violations in the 3 weeks that Lane Kiffin's been there.
They're secondary, Daddy.
Yeah.
Daddy, 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 it is the climax of another great season. And you, being the fantasy football stud that you were, rode Drew Brees in at least one league to a championship.
Two championships.
Did you have him in both leagues?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And it's time now to pick the Super Bowl winner. Do you want to go first?
You go first.
I have looked at all of this. And there are two things that scare me about this, and for the love of me, I can't remember what the second one was. The first one was, it reminds me of that crap we were listening to with the Giants taking on the Patriots. But I think this is a whole lot different story. The Saints lost to Tampa Bay. The Saints lost to Tampa Bay with their players. You can't lose to Tampa Bay and win the Super Bowl.
Dan Hartley shanked a field goal.
I'm gonna tell you this. It reminds me a lot of the Niners and the Chargers when Steve Young killed the Chargers. The Chargers were the feel-good story. Junior Seau, West Coast, baby powder blue, you know, San Diego, super, all the same things. I believe the Indianapolis Colts will win and win big. There are spreads out there where you can give 17.5. Donovan McNabb says they're going to kill people. Tony Dungy says that this is going to be a comfortable win for the Indianapolis Colts. I believe that to be the case. I think this could be somewhere in the realm of a Dallas Cowboy Buffalo Bills Super Bowl. So all those that were just waiting to take my pick and go rushing to the window, I could hear the local lines changing right now from 5 to 8. I will be taking the Indianapolis Colts. The only thing that scares me is if Peyton pulls back because it's New Orleans, his hometown, and he doesn't want to embarrass him. I think that's the only thing that keeps him from scoring over 41 points. The Indianapolis Colts, 41, and the New Orleans Saints, 17.
Oh, wow. You know what? I think for one reason and one reason only, there's too much emotion, there's too much pride in the New Orleans Saints to let that happen. I think that city has rallied behind the team. I think that team has embraced the city. I say they shove Katrina out the door, and they try and shove Peyton Manning out the door with that defense.
The city ain't playing, brother.
I understand that, but there's so much emotion that goes on there. I got to see it firsthand when they reopen that dome with the Atlanta Falcons being on Bourbon Street that night.
They're not playing at home, brother.
I'm going to say that this is much closer. You know what? I think the Indianapolis Colts...
If you puss out and take the Colts to cover...
No, I'm not doing that. I take the Indianapolis Colts to win the Super Bowl in a very, very good game because I think Peyton Manning is the best quarterback in the National Football League. I'm going to say Peyton Manning, 27, Drew Brees, 24.
That's what you just did! You took the Colts and the Saints to cover.
That's what I wanted. Yeah, that's exactly right.
See, everybody's doing that. Nobody wants to step out on a limb. Okay, you could be right. There's no doubt.
That's my 27.
Right.
That's what I came up with 2 days ago, and I'm just sticking with that.
You ran numbers?
No, I didn't run no numbers, but I do like it under the total. I think that's I think he's right on that. That I will take the Saints and the unders.
Chris and Carney says, New Orleans already has the day off. The city took the day off. What do they care if they win or not? There'll be a lot of those people probably don't even see kickoff, right, Chris? You know, I think you're right. I thought the game could go under, but just in the back of my mind, I think the Colts score and score and score. And that's why my pick is only 58 and the Lions 56.5, Jay just told us. So there you go. Remember, four of the last five Super Bowls have went under. And last year it was a score with, 14 seconds left that took it to over? So who knows? Who knows? Who knows? The underdog won covered the year before. The last team that was a favorite that covered, the Indianapolis Colts, 29-17 over the Bears. We want to thank Jay
29?
Rudy.
What was 29 for the Colts?
If they score 29 again, that's going
to
be a
35-1.
That'd be a good $20 wager. Director of the Sportsbook at MGM Mirage, Jay Rude, thanks for joining us on the show today. And, of course, Scott Shanley. If the Saints win, I'll be happy for him and Carl Nix. But I just don't see it happening. Scott Shanley of the New Orleans Saints joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Complete and total breakdown. That's probably what I'll be having on Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We'll talk about the commercials, too. Don't forget that. We'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!